Well, four times as many men from Nelson died during World War I than during the Second World War. Hundreds of young men from this Kootenai Lake region went off to war and never came back. It had a tremendous impact on their families and communities. And Sylvia Crooks spent 6 years researching the names of these soldiers and tells us their stories in her book called Names on a Cenotaph, Kootenai Lake Men in World War I. She is with me in the studio. Sylvia, good to have you here.
Thank you, Mark.
Nelson's your hometown.
Nelson is my hometown.
You're drawn to this story. And when the Great War came along, what was the response like from that Kootenai Lake region?
Oh, tremendously enthusiastic. People, they had no idea what was coming. And
it was over by Christmas, right, in their minds?
That exactly.
The big adventure?
And they were so many of these, so much of the population, and something like 60% of the men who signed up were born in the British Isles and had immigrated, in many cases, fairly recently between, 1910 and 1913. And so it was, their patriotic spirits were very high. They wanted to protect the empire. And they also wanted a little adventure, I think. And also it was a chance to go home, for whatever length of time.
Right. They were trained in England, a chance to visit, I guess, with family, well, and then go across the channel.
Yeah, they were, many of them, of course, were retired military, but they had military connections in the British Isles. And they came to the Kootenays and set up fruit ranches along the lake. And that was the case for many of these men.
So they go off to war, and many of them joined the 54th Kootenai Infantry Battalion.
Yes.
And what were the losses like for that battalion?
Oh, tremendous. When they, in 1919, when they were demobilized in Revelstoke, only 96 men were there to be demobilized from the original men who had signed up in the Kootenays. So it was devastating.
And that was over 400 or so?
Oh, yes. Well, about 1,100.
Pardon me.
Yes, 1,100 was the number that were supposed to be raised in the Kootenays.
How did you go about researching these individual stories of these men?
Oh, many sources. Of course, there's a great deal online through Library and Archives Canada and Veterans Affairs websites. There's also a specific 54th Battalion website, which is very good, from regimental diaries, from contact with family members, from the archives in Nelson and the newspaper, the Nelson Daily News, was a great source of information because all these men had obituaries. So in the newspaper, so you could get a little bit of beginning information.
Who are some of the men that stay with you now, the individuals, after you've completed this and researched so many different individuals?
Oh, there are so many. There are 250 names from the Nelson Cenotaph alone. I guess one of the men who stands out for me is Arnold Campbell. He was a former military man in Great Britain, quite distinguished, and had set up a fruit ranch near Caslow. He actually headed up the 54th Battalion in training and overseas. He was killed in what's called Hill 145, which was just before Vimy Ridge. It was kind of a raid that the Canadian men were sent, the 54th Battalion was sent to try and get information.
To probe that point, which was part of that whole Vimy Ridge area.
That's right. They started off with a gas attack, which blew back on themselves. Campbell tried to get the powers that be to at least postpone, if not stop, the raid, but he was overruled. He took it upon himself to go in with the men, even though he was told not to, and he was killed fairly soon, right up against the wire. What stands out in my mind is that the German officer opposite was so impressed with the gallantry that he saw that he stopped the fighting, and they came across, the Germans came across with a white flag so that there would be time to remove the body and two other officers from the field. He said such men should not be left on the field. I think it's quite a poignant story, and he certainly stands out in my mind.
Very rare that that would happen.
That's right, yeah.
Such devastating loss for so many families. When you think about it, we had a population of under 8 million and 660,000 signed up,
yes.
And 10% of those people were killed. So every family had some connection
yes.
to that. And how devastating was that for some of these communities that you're describing in the Kootenai Lake region?
Very much so. And some of these small farming communities along the lake, like Crawford Bay and Boswell, they were just depleted of their young men, and many of whom didn't come back, as you say. In fact, I think it was even a higher rate in the Kootenays. My estimation was that it was about 1 in 7 that were killed of the men that went off, as opposed to about 1 in 25 in World War II. So it's there were families at that time. They were large families. They had a lot of children. So it wasn't at all unusual for 5, 6, 7 brothers to be fighting overseas at the same time, and often in the same battalion. There were instances of brothers being killed on one day or one day apart, or fathers and sons. It's just hard for us to get our minds around this.
And those cenotaphs, they were built in the years following,
in the 20s, early 20s mostly.
And they dot that Kootenai Lake region, don't they, where
yes.
perhaps there aren't even communities left.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's one at Phoenix, which was a mining community, because the mines stopped, and it's now a ghost town. A lot of memorials and churches along the lake as well, not just cenotaphs, but other kinds of memorials.
So today on Remembrance Day, who do you think about?
Oh, I think about, I can't say I think about all of the men at the same time, but I think about many of them from both wars, because I also wrote a book about World War II. And I'm just so sad that there were so many lives unfinished, and also what a loss it is to our country that there were so many of these young men who had such promise. They were obviously going to be leaders in government or arts or science or, you know. It's just, as I say in the book, unrecoverable loss.
Sylvia, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Mark.